With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Minnesota Twins, they beat the White Sox last night in 10 innings, 4-3, thanks to a Hanser Alberto throwing error that allowed the Twins automatic runner to score from second base. Twins had pinch runner Willie Castro at second to start the 10th inning, and then on the first pitch, Twin center fielder Michael Taylor put down a sacrifice bunt. Alberto's throw to first sailed wide, even hitting Taylor in the helmet, as the Twins win in walk-off fashion 4-3. Reliever Griffin Jacks, he got the win with a perfect top of the 10th inning. Twins, though, failed to get the save in the 9th, as it was Luis Robert Jr. He tied the game with a solo home run on the first pitch he saw from Twins closer Johan Duran in the 9th inning. The first four batters of the game reached against Twins starter Pablo Lopez, who gave up three hits and a walk. Did not seem like Lopez was going to be around much last night, but he pitched into the 8th inning. Lopez was excellent after a shaky first. He retired the final 23 batters that he faced. He threw 7 2/3 innings last night, giving up just 2 runs while striking out 10. After Minnesota was down 2-0 after the top of the first, they quickly tied the game 2-2 at the bottom of the first inning as Donovan Solano singled to lead off the game, and then Byron Buxton hit his second home run of the season. Final game of the 3-game series is today at 12:10 at Target Field. Sonny Gray gets the start for Minnesota. He's allowed just 1 run in 12 innings this year. He struck out a career-high 13 in his last start versus Houston. Also yesterday, the Tampa Bay Rays ran their opening season win streak now to 11 straight as they beat the Red Sox 7-2. They got to back-to-back home solo home runs with 2 outs in the 5th inning from Yandy Diaz and Brandon Lau. Lau has now hit a home run in 4 straights. Tampa Bay's winning streak of 11 in a row, now 1 short of their franchise record. Shohei Ohtani pitched very well yet again, allowing just 1 hit over 7 innings last night as the Angels shut out the Nationals 2-0. Ohtani has now set a team record with his 10th straight start, allowing 2 or fewer runs. That breaks a Nolan Ryan streak back in 1972 and 1973. Ohtani walked 4 and struck out 6. He's allowed just 1 run in his first 3 starts of the year. Former Twin Luis Arraez, he became the first Miami player to ever hit for the cycle as he finished with 4 hits last night and 2 RBIs in an 8-4 Miami victory over the Phillies. Before last night, the Marlins were the only team in Major League Baseball ever without a cycle, as Arraez had a single, double, home run, and a triple last night. He's hitting .537. He's 22-41 in his first 12 games to start the year. And Baltimore's Ryan Mountcastle, he had a huge night, had 2 home runs and a Baltimore record 9 RBIs, helping the Orioles defeat Oakland 12-8. Mountcastle had a 3-run homer in the 5th and then added a grand slam in the 7th. Yankees, they beat Cleveland 11-2. That puts the Twins back in first place, a half game ahead of Cleveland. And Milwaukee's Willie Adames, he broke up Merrill Kelly's no-hit bid in the 7th inning last night with a solo home run, as Milwaukee, they won at Arizona 7-1. And that's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz.